Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
This is one for everybody who has a noisy neighbour. The ones that have that loud dog that never stops barking, or maybe they're in the back garden all day long. If so, we are going to help you to soundproof your home today. Our home squad, Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Roisin Lafferty, who's the creative designer and founder of Roisin Lafferty Designs. Good afternoon to you both. How are things?
Hi.
Have you ever had noisy neighbours, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. Maybe I've been a noisy neighbour in the past without knowing it. Probably in my 20s.
Yeah, I know. We've all had some kind of a period of that. Right. Is the starting point for soundproofing your home, like if you're moving in somewhere, if it's not a new build, right? Mm-hmm. What can we do?
Okay, yeah, it's like anything. The more you can go back to the bare bones, the better it's going to be. Okay, so, you know, having acoustic insulation in your stud wall is the best thing as a starting point. But as you say, if you don't want to do that, you don't want to open up walls, then it's about sealing the space as much as possible to bridge any gaps where sound can transfer, and then layering on acoustic paneling of some kind. There's lots of options for that, more like a surface level treatment.
So it's like something you effectively stick on the wall then?
Yeah. So exactly as Roisin said, like it's the concept is, how does sound travel? And it can travel through anything. It travels through air really, really easily. It travels through walls pretty easily too. So if there's any gaps anywhere, anything that can be filled up, that will really, really help to stop noise coming through. And soundproofing is really difficult. You almost need to kind of create a sealed room within a room to have full soundproofing. But there are steps that you can take towards dampening sound that could help with, you know, dogs barking and
all of those kind of things. Yeah, I suppose there are probably a lot of the texts and questions that tend to come in. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Roisin and Jenny today. Brian in Lifford tells me that he lives in an apartment near the forecourts. I can only imagine the noise, he says, that's coming from there through his double glazed windows from a noisy, busy street. Old metal windows that can't be changed, I'm told. So have you any suggestions?
Again, start with the ceiling around the windows. Get someone in, like anywhere that you can create a better draft excluder, if you will. That's gonna help first and foremost. And then I would look at adding some sort of either acoustic panels or heavy lined curtains. Sound, you can absorb sound really well inside with texture, with textiles. There's plenty of acoustic panels, but if you don't want to go down that route. Sorry,
you're okay.
Going today. If you don't want to go down that route, it's really about muffling the sound as well. So start by first sealing it and then layer on top.
On windows?
Any gaps of air coming in, you're totally right. Like where air is coming in, sound is coming in. So if you can buy acoustic strips or those foam strips, that can really help. You can also buy acoustic curtains or sound absorbing curtains. So they're made they're made from a particularly effective sound absorbing material. IKEA has them. I can't speak to their effectiveness as I've never actually bought them myself.
Okay.
But they do have them available, so that can be a good place to start and see if they work. And then if so, you can splash out on something more expensive.
Okay. Listener here wondering about a stud partition wall between two children's bedrooms. You can hear absolutely everything. We're thinking of taking down the slab on one side and filling the space. So we're wondering, what should I use between studs? Just put the slab back up again, or perhaps is there a better solution?
There's a couple of options depending how much you want to go. So yes, you want to fill that cavity as much as possible with, it can be either an environmentally friendly version, sheep's wool or rock wool, anything like that, fully compact and fill those gaps. Then there's also sound insulating plasterboard that you can do as well.
Okay.
So that's almost twice, you know, and if you are willing to put the effort in doing this, do that on both sides. That's going to dramatically help.
Is this stuff you can do yourself, or do you need a professional for this?
You can do it yourself.
Really?
It's just that it is building work. If you're handy, you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be pretty. It's hidden.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you need to know what you're doing.
You need to know what you're doing, yeah.
Now, here's one. This, I really feel for this listener. Their neighbour's child has taken up the drums, and I think I might be slowly losing my mind. What can I do to stop us all going crazy? He's across the street rather than in the attached house. So this is actually echoing from across the road. I thought it was like a semi-D.
Mm. That is
I would just to be honest, if there's no other noise coming in, I would just go and have a very respectful conversation and see if there's a time that would suit them to play the drums that isn't going to drive you crazy. The second thing is then the same as that first question with the noise coming in from the double glazed windows, you really need to think about where is there any opportunity for sound to be coming in. Again, is there air coming in? Then there's sound coming in. The other thing that you can do if nothing else is working and you don't want to be splashing out in acoustic panels is have white noise whenever they're playing the drums. It can really help if you insulate your own kind of space and have some white noise on while that is playing away. But otherwise, it's hard.
Realistically, like you're saying, realistically, though, they should be the one soundproofing the room. It's way easier to control the sound getting out. You know, they can fully have acoustic panels on the wall.
So it's the parent of the child that's taken up the drums that needs to install the acoustic panels.
Yeah, exactly, because you can contain that relatively simply. Yeah.
But like, how loud must it be if it's echoing across the street? I have some experience. Don't laugh. I'll let you in on a secret. I had neighbours before who had chimes. Now, these weren't just any chimes. These were like industrial chimes. There was about five sets of them. Chimes. Jenny, I actually thought I was on... I was at the brink. I broke. I went into the neighbours.
Yeah.
I went in and asked them could they just remove the chimes? And they did. They took them down. I honestly thought I'd lost my mind. I could constantly, all night, every night in the back garden, all I could hear was the ding-ling.
Constant. Like wind
chimes. They were metal. They were wood. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Big, huge wind chimes. Like you've never, these things were massive.
They're nice if you're at a retreat, but maybe not.
After 6 months of this, and I was doing early shifts at the time, I genuinely lost my mind. I actually had to go in and ask them to take them down. I was very polite about it and they were lovely. They were mortified. But these things were in the back garden and oh my God, it was hell.
Well, it impacts everything. You know, that sound, especially if it's a constant nagging
just
sound.
You think it's relaxing. There's nothing relaxing about this all day, every day.
It's
anyway.
Always worth the conversation.
Yes,
people may
you're
not
right
know,
though. People will laugh when you say that, but I'm telling you, it has worked. I can speak from experience. Texter's wondering, I have a young man whose sensory needs have a big impact on the house. Things like jumping on the upstairs floors. I'm going to have to replace them with an alternative. So any thoughts? Is cork flooring a good choice for soundproofing?
Cork is actually quite sound absorbent above all other sound materials. You might think about putting down carpet or anything that is muffling or sound absorbing, like rugs. Any soft furnishing on the floor is going to help there as well. But similar to the walls, you can, if it's an option to lift the floorboards before you replace them, I would think about putting in the same insulating material that Roisin mentioned on the walls with that stud partition in between the joists of the floorboards as well, and then seal around the edges of the floor, even where the skirting is going, and that will have a huge impact.
Yeah, 100%. If you can fill in between the joists, if you can then also tack plywood to the joists, you're creating a barrier. And then if you go with like a dense underlay, it absorbs sound under, say, a carpet. That's kind of triple.
How expensive is that cork flooring? You know, by comparison to others.
It'd be more expensive than carpet.
Okay.
But at the same time, once like the underlay of whatever you're putting on is great. Try go with the dense acoustic underlay. Again, it's more expensive, but it'll be worth it.
Listener moved into a new build in July. I can hear the TV from the neighbour's house in my hallway. It's as clear as day. It's very upsetting as our house is brand new. So I've contacted the builder and they told me the house is BCAR certified. So any ideas? How could they hear the neighbour's television?
It's in the construction of the walls. I think the best thing, and again, it's a compromise and you shouldn't have to do it, but the best thing is probably to put external sound insulation on that party wall from outside the wall, like plant on the wall, not in the cavity. I think that is the best thing, although that's a massive amount of work in a new build.
Expensive. Like they're really nice ones. I saw lovely ones in like Woody's and Tile Merchant to have the really nice, you know, the wooden slat with foam built into it. But they're about €60 per square metre for nice ones. So it's an investment, but it could be worth it.
Okay, this listener's looking, Jenny, to set up a studio space in a cabin out the back garden. Can you give these prefabricated cabins additional soundproofing or is it effective?
Totally. You absolutely can. And it's really, really worth doing, especially if you're using it, because you're going to have two benefits. One is you're going to prevent sound escaping and annoying your neighbours or your family or whoever it might be. And the second is it's going to really improve the quality of the sound inside the cabin yourself. So if you're using it for music or recording or having phone calls or whatever, the sound quality is going to be a lot better for you. So it's absolutely worth doing. I'm not sure what level of prefabrication we're talking about, but it is better to have it in the walls. But if not, having acoustic panels on the floor and on the walls and making sure that the you know, any
joints around between the floor and the walls, any gaps are sealed, will make a huge difference.
Okay, go back to our little drummer boy. Des and Gorey says, I'm a drummer and I'm living in a terraced house. You can get damping pads for drums that'll reduce the volume by 90%. Have a word with the neighbour. I practice 2 hours a day and I never have any issues from my neighbours. So our listener should land over to the neighbour across the road with these damping pads and tell them to get the son to use them. Another listener, my neighbour's son, look, it's all this. Yeah, my neighbour's son has been gaming and has a gaming TV in the attic. I hear everything, including the arguments. What can I do? Suppose those.
Okay, I have a few brands I'm going to throw out that do great acoustic and lovely looking as well. And we use them in offices which need to be fully soundproofed. Okay, so Bow, B-O-A-U-X, Quadrat Soft Cell, Buzzy Felt, Gustav's panels. These are all different panels, all different price points to use, but it needs to be in the room where,
the room where the sound's
from.
Coming from.
Absolutely.
Okay. Finally, the family living next door to us are lovely, but they have two very loud children. They start screaming early in the morning. It all seems to go on the entire day. Now they've had a baby. So now the crying is now added into that mix. I really like them. I don't want to say anything, but we'd love some tips to drown out the noise. Ideally stuff that they won't know about so we won't offend them.
And then it needs to be your side. Like, you know, if it's something you can both do, great. You know, when you're talking about a party wall that you're sharing, you can look at covering the cost together to fill the cavities more potentially, or else if you don't want to do that, you are trying to soundproof it from your side in as much as possible.
And you're such a generous neighbour. That's a lovely message to read and be kind, because you can't ask a baby to stop crying. But the good news is actually that high frequency sounds like a baby crying are actually easier to block out than really low frequency sounds like a drum.
Oh, really?
Or construction. So if you add acoustic panelling, as many soft furnishings as you can, and try to create an air gap if possible between the party wall. So if you're pulling things out from the wall a little bit and adding, you know, acoustic panelling, that will help, and it is likely to be more effective because it's a high pitched sound.
Very interesting.
So I hope that works out for you, because that's so generous.
I know, I really feel for that listener with the kids and the drums, and it is absolutely antagonising. LunchtimeLive@newstalk.com is the email address as always. If you want to get in touch or raise any issues or queries or tell us your stories, Jenny Sheehan is Irish Examiner columnist, former winner of Home of the Year, Roisin Lafferty from Roisin Lafferty Design. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.